What we're seeing is the disruptive technology started 5 or 6 years ago with print-on-demand has completely now changed the entire publishing landscape. So you can e-publish, you can publish with print-on-demand, you can publish with offset printing, you can publish your work for free, you can charge money, you can serialize it, you can syndicate it. Now the writers' conferences has to adapt to that. There's now a huge proportion of people talking about how to format your ebook, how to distribute your books, how print-on-demand works, and how to become somebody who's in the business of publishing. And we have technology to thank for all of those changes.
I used to see publicists here a lot. I don't really see publicists anymore. I see social media experts.
Yes, and this is part of a bigger change that's been going on in publishing for 10 or more years, where publishing companies started to be bought by conglomerates. The conglomerates are run more by accounting-type people than by literary-type people. The staff at the publishers, many of whom were not very profitable, have been cut to improve profits. They do less editing than they ever did. And the thing that's really changed the most is that authors are now being asked by traditional publishers to do their own marketing and promotion. So it's not really possible for most authors to hire publicists because publicists are quite expensive. And it really only makes sense if you have a big book that you're going national with and you expect to have a lot of sales, and that will make sense. But for the smaller niche book or the beginning fiction writer or novelist, we're now using technological tools like social media sites, blogs, and things like that to do the marketing and promotion that was at one time being done by all these publicists. So again, I think it's a case of centralization and consolidation and technology influencing what's going on at these writers' conferences.